about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I really, really appreciate it. You know, I sit in a studio just kind of talking to myself. I got the microphone. We got Donovan. But for the most part, yeah, I'm kind of talking to myself. Especially if I put Donovan to sleep with what I talk about. So I'm assuming there's many of you listening out there. So thank you. Thank you very much. How many of you guys are actually watching the parents of the Olympians, even more so than the Olympians, this Olympics? I am. I love watching the parents. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? For those of you that haven't been watching the Olympics, all right, the camera always seems to shoot on the parents. Now, sometimes I think the parents know because, you know, their hair looks perfect and their makeup looks perfect. And, you know, you see them kind of showing off. Like that Danielle Leyva, the male gymnastics all-around who won the bronze yesterday. I think the father loves being on the camera. That father is always screaming. I mean, the boy does his double pixie twisty super pike landing, sticks the landing, and we have to see the father run around going, yay, that's my boy, and the camera goes to the father. We want the camera looking at the Olympian. We don't want to be looking at the father. So I think the father, you know, loves getting his camera time. The guy looks like he drives the kid crazy. I know many of you are like, Dahlia, I don't watch men's gymnastics. I know you don't think it's manly to watch Jim's men's gymnastics, but that's what they're playing prime time, so you got to watch it. You know, you can't be waiting just for, you know, swim, and, you know, there's not, you know, the swim races only last a few minutes, so they have to kind of, you know, fill in men's gymnastics. But I was pretty impressed. But, you know, these parents, they are just, they're hilarious. I guess Allie Reisman, the team captain for the female gymnastics, I guess I thought she had done a great job on one of her routines, but when she landed, they had shown what the parents were doing at the time, and you see the dad, the father, just kind of look like, oh my gosh, how could she have done that? You know, and you see the mother look disappointed, and I'm like, wait a second, if I was in the stands, I'd be like screaming no matter what my kid did. If my kid fell, if my kid hurt his groin, if my kid whatever, I mean, I'd be like, yay, good job. I wouldn't be sitting there making faces. But these parents, you gotta watch them. Then you have the mamas. Okay, the mamas, right? Especially the big-breasted mamas. That would be me. Sitting there going, oh, my baby. Oh, you know, bouncing around. All I know is if my children ever make it to the Olympics, because obviously my Olympic times, you know, are through. I don't think they'd let a 41-year-old with urinary incontinence, you know, on the floor. But, you know, if my boys ever were performing in the Olympics, I'm going to wear probably a triple sports bra, because you do a lot of jumping and arm waving, and I think it's extremely distracting if you don't keep the puppies in place. And a lot of these mamas, I mean, you know, they're jumping up and they're running around there, and honestly, you have to. You really, I mean, I know I'm a mom. You know, I mean, once you're halfway through the alphabet with your bra size, we women need to kind of keep it packed. You have to, because it's really distracting. Remember, the camera should be on your son or on your daughter. They're the Olympians, not the boobies. So I think we need to talk to the parents. I'm just looking at all the parents. Then you have some parents that are lifting up their clothes to cover their eyes, and they're hiding under their clothes. Who was that? One Olympian, the father, his shirt is all the way over his head so he doesn't look. They have to really make a movie of Olympic parents. From what I understand, though, it's really difficult to be a parent of an Olympian, especially if, you know, it's a Chinese Olympian, because you never get to see your parents, you never get to talk to them, from what I understand. But remember, what was it? Weber? I'm trying to think. One of the female gymnastics, Jordan Weber, is it? Jordan Weber? Yeah, she didn't make the all-around because there's a new rule with the Olympics where you don't get to have more than two gymnasts from each country. Boy, that stinks. Imagine training your whole life and then the Olympics make a rule and then you think you could, you know, you think you could compete and you don't get another chance for 4 years. So anyway, she's crying, and they say that the mother, the parents, couldn't console her. You know, you'd think, all right, well, then maybe when she got off the floor, her parents could run down. No. There's such strict security. All the parents could do when Jordan Weaver was crying and in a whole lot of distress was call her when she made it to Olympic Village. Now, I get that, you know, because of, you know, the Israeli murders and everything else going on. You need to have high security. I get that. But you see, me being the mama that I am, with all the love I have, right, and the well-controlled puppies, I'm going to want to give my baby a hug. So, you know, a pretty kind of interesting. I also found it interesting. They were interviewing Michael Phelps and his coach, and the coach was saying how he does things to really mess with Michael Phelps to prepare him for his meets and for his competitions. And the coach said one time he stepped on Michael Phelps' goggles right before a swim competition, so water would fill up in his in his goggles when he swam. He would call the driver late so they missed dinner. Yeah, I guess Michael Phelps gets a driver. I know. Fancy schmancy. Well, that's what you gotta swim. I mean, I swim. I could dive. I could cannonball, but no, I don't get a driver. And then I think also, what did he do? He took his goggles away. Well, I know Michael Phelps has probably hated his coach at some point or another. But in the previous Olympics, I guess 4 years ago, you remember Michael Phelps did his swim, won a gold. And when he takes off his goggles, water just pours out. His goggles, for some reason, had been defective, and his eyes filled up with water. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I cannot open up my eyes underwater, let alone see where the wall is or see where you're supposed to touch so people know that you're first place. And he wins the gold with water filling up in his goggles. So his coach did a good job. You know, he said he'll never use another coach. This is his coach. But you definitely see love-hate relationships between coaches and their athletes. And, you know, sometimes tough love really works. And, you know, for this guy to have won gold, you know, last Olympics with no vision, that's pretty darn good. But, you know, you swim these 50 meters, 100 meters. I mean, you pretty much have it down pat and memorized. You could do it blind. But pretty cool stuff. I guess Michael Phelps won another gold. I know it happened hours ago. We aren't going to see it yet for another few hours, but I guess he did. So he's going to be ending this on a high note. But I love the Olympics. I think it's pretty cool. But I especially love the Olympian parents because they really make it fun to watch. All right, don't go away. We got a lot of your questions coming up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 2nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,600. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,640.16, $820.08 for a half ounce, or $410.04 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,640.16, $820.08, and $410.04.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Welcoming some of our new Facebook buddies who have come onto our show site on Facebook. If any of you have a Facebook account, please find the Dr. Dahlia Show page and link in. Would love to be able to communicate with you guys there. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. It's a little harder to communicate, but you still can. I guess people could tweet each other. I like how the Facebook page works a little better. Of course, if any of you have an Android phone, don't forget to download the Dr. Dahlia app. All right, Ashley writes, Doctor, I'm a lesbian. My doctor knows I sleep with women. His staff knows I sleep with women. Why then do they always order pregnancy tests, forcing me to pay when I'm a lesbian? All right, so we got the point. You're a lesbian. Yeah. Okay, I get this from my patients too. Okay, I can understand why you're upset. Okay, remember, doctors are not supposed to discriminate based on race, creed, etc. If we're going to order a test, we order a test no matter what. Okay, and I'm not saying it's a discrimination issue by any means, but if we think a pregnancy test is an order, we don't stop and go, oh, wait a second, she's lesbian, so we're not going to order it. We're going to order the pregnancy test. Now, why would we order a pregnancy test on a person who sleeps with women? Because we have car payments. No, very bad answer. No. If you, let's say, come in and you have abdominal pain or you've missed your period, etc., standard workup. All right, standard workup is a urinalysis, a pregnancy test. Hands down. Okay? Now, you have a right to refuse. You do. You have a right to say, please don't run a pregnancy test. I don't want to pay whatever co-insurance amount there is. Absolutely. And so I would definitely urge you to speak up. However, I've received emails from people where they tell their doctor or the ER doctor not to run the pregnancy test, and it gets run anyway. They say, I don't care. I'm going to run it. Now, realize there's a liability issue. All right? If an ER or a doctor's office does not run the pregnancy test, and somebody is pregnant, even though they sleep with women, all right, it'll be all over the news. The hospital is going down. And I tell you why. I have had patients who were in jail and didn't have sex for multiple months who said they exclusively slept with women, and I have found them to be pregnant. And they had forgotten that they had an encounter a while back, or the sexual encounter was so bad that they tried to forget, or date rape drug. So any woman with abdominal pain, despite their sexual orientation, many doctors, they're just going to run that pregnancy test, hands down. Now, another reason, a little bit more esoteric, is your pregnancy test looks for HCG hormone. There are some very rare tumors that could secrete HCG hormone, therefore messing with your periods. So when we run, let's say, a full battery of hormone tests on you because you're having abnormal periods or abdominal pain, an HCG hormone level is sometimes a part of that panel. And the reason why it gets included in the panel is because we always run a pregnancy test. If the pregnancy test is negative, we don't have any HCG hormone to follow. So, hang in there. I get you. It's frustrating, but, if God forbid you forgot, they don't know everything that possibly you could have gone through, especially if somebody could have spiked your drink. Sexual encounters in the movies, look like they last for hours. But, all it takes is a couple seconds for some. And so, I know it seems a little counterintuitive, but doctors want to get the whole pregnancy issue out of the way. Okay? Now, I know some of you are like, well, this is why healthcare costs too much. Doctors are just running tests to protect their butts. They're just, well, of course they are. Listen, you miss a pregnancy test, you are dead in the water. You can't do that. Not to mention, your radiologist doesn't want to be running a CAT scan on somebody who could be pregnant. Remember we talked about that case where the radiologist, almost got brought up on criminal charges because the urologist had seen a patient in the ER, wanted an IVP done instead of a CAT scan for a kidney stone. The radiologist pushed the IV dye, even though he would have rather done a CAT scan on the patient. The IV dye caused the patient to go into an anaphylactic shock. Patient died. The radiologist not only got sued, but the family members wanted to charge him for wrongful death. So, nobody wants to do anything on a patient that could be possibly pregnant. And even if you don't have male sex partners, many times the doctor doesn't care. They're going to run that pregnancy test. And I know. I've gotten many emails from you regarding the new Obamacare provisions and women's health. Some of you are pretty upset saying, why are my premiums going up to pay for women's health? And I appreciate your honesty. I can understand why men wouldn't want to pay for women's health and women may not want to pay for men's prostate health, although I don't see how we're going to have a system where people can, pick and choose. If I get a hysterectomy, I don't think my insurance is going to go down in price because I may not have to have pap smears as often. Because even women with hysterectomies still have to have pelvic exams. We've talked about that in full, right? Yes. Yeah. No, don't worry. We'll talk about it now. I'm not going to read all your emails, but I know many of you were kind of concerned about how now birth control is covered. And, to be honest, and I've brought this point up when it comes to birth control and the generic birth control. OK, I never thought it made sense that somebody was paying multiple hundreds of dollars a month in health insurance and they had to come out of pocket extra for birth control. I kind of thought that was ridiculous. I mean, honestly, for $20-$30, the health insurance could cover it. So I'm not really adverse to that. I mean, why not? Insurance companies are already, you know, charging and nickel and diming patients as it is. My problem with the women's health expansion that was within the healthcare reform bill is what is not going to get covered as a result of it. And this is what we spent a significant amount of time yesterday on, in terms of, you know, is the breast biopsy going to be covered to the same degree that was covered prior to Obamacare? Is the cervical cancer going to be covered? What about men's prostate treatment, PSA testing, prostate cancer treatment? Is that going to be cut because of what we see here? And, you know, I know there's pros and cons to both, but whenever you tell an insurance company to pay for something, they're going to cut somewhere else. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
It seems to me that having something is better than nothing. So as of yesterday, we were way worse off than we are today. So everything that's on the new Obama plan is a plus. It's better than we had before. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So, okay. Oh, man. Is he live? Because I'd love to talk to him. If not, no, he's not. Okay. Here's my problem with that thinking, though. Okay. What we're going to have is better what we had before. Wasn't that what President Obama campaigned back in 2008? What we have right now in 2008 stinks, so vote for me and we'll have better. Now, I think many of us have seen the ramifications of that. I mean, some of you who like President Obama are probably very happy with, you know, what's happened over the last few years. Many of us know. No, not too happy at all. That's very interesting how he put that. It's better than nothing. Many of you, and I understand that because I've been taking care of many of you as patients, have had crappy insurance. Your physicals weren't covered. Your copays were ridiculous. Your deductibles were ridiculous. My problem is I have seen it worsen. I didn't think it could worsen, and I've seen it worsen. Now I have a deductible that's $2,500. My deductible used to be $500. Now I have a deductible that's $2,500, and I'm paying more than I ever paid. So I'm seeing it worse, and my patients are seeing that as well. I'm seeing copays of $45. A $45 copay to see the doctor? That's ridiculous. You know, but we doctors have to collect it because the insurance company will pay you $1 because they'll say $46 was allowed on that visit. So if we want to say, oh, you know what, don't worry, I'll just charge you the pre-Obamacare copay of $25, doctors are now losing 50% of the revenue. You know, so I'm seeing patients' copays. I would probably say three of my patients today have copays of $45. I'm like, what is this? What's going on here? And they're like, now, Dahlia, I can't come back to see you for a while. I go out and blame you. Now, true, I see many of these people when I get my nails done, right? Okay, $45 is a mani-pedi. But I get it. They'd rather do a mani-pedi than see the doctor. I get that. But be careful with some of that thinking. What we have now is better than in the past, because that's exactly what we heard during the 2008 campaign, and that's what they're going to claim the law is going to do. And I'm not seeing it. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Of the hour, 33 minutes. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm looking at the spray-on skin. Did you guys hear about this? Apparently, U.S. and Canadian researchers teamed up in between the Olympics to come up with spray-on skin. What this does is it coats a wound with a layer of cells that could help healing. This looks really, really cool because we doctors have a hell of a time dealing with your ulcers and your leg ulcers and your decubitus ulcers. When my son stepped on my heel of my shoe that was in the middle of the hallway because, again, it was my husband's fault. I blame him for kicking it into the hallway when it really was at the side of the wall. But anyway, it was my heel, so I have to take the blame for it. When my son stepped on that, waiting for his foot to heal, it's taken about a month, and he's right at the now last piece of eschar, you know, just that last piece. I know he wants to pick it off, Like, don't pick it up because then the whole thing's going to open up. But anyway, this spray, they say, was tested on 228 people with leg ulcers. And the findings published in The Lancet showed that ulcers treated with the spray were more likely to heal and did so quickly. Most of the time, you know, we do these compression bandages and we use Duoderm and we do debriding and then we do cleaning and we do all sorts of other stuff and it takes forever. But this spray, they say, puts on a coating of donated skin cells and blood clotting proteins over the ulcer. I know. Sounds fun. I'd love to have somebody else's donated skins on my skins. I mean, sometimes what we do have to do is do grafts. You know, like if you have a horrible ulcer, we'll take a piece of skin from your tushy area. Lord knows I got plenty. I can donate to a whole football team if you really want to know with all the skin I got. But anyway, so you take a graft of skin, you graft it over the wound, the ulcer, etc. In this particular case, you just spray. It's a spray-on with donated skin cells and blood clotting proteins. I know it sounds tasty. Now, the patients who were given the spray-on skin every 14 days showed the most improvement. The wound started to decrease in size rapidly. In the patients who had the spray, 70% were healed after 3 months, compared to 46% who received other treatments. No, I wouldn't recommend that for anybody who's menstruating. You can't spray it on, it won't work. All right, it was developed by HealthPoint Biotherapeutics. I'm sure their stock rose. All right. So they say the patient doesn't. Let me see here. Spray-on solution can be available as soon as required. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, but is it in stores? I don't know if it's out. I mean, I don't know if it's out yet. Although, wait a second. I'm just looking at an article now. Back in 2005, they had a spray-on cells that treated severe burns. Let me pull that puppy up. I love BBC because they have related stories. All right, so a team at Queen Victoria Hospital in East Grinstead, West Sussex, has used a technique to treat several patients, including a man with 90% burns. So apparently they tried this too. All right, well, I mean, if this has been around, ooh, the pictures are pretty good. It healed pretty well. If this has been around since 2005, where is it? And why is U.S. and Canada redoing this? Well, I don't know. All right, well, that was very interesting. BBC said something like this happened. Spray on cells. All right, well, I get it. See, here's the problem. We get all excited. I'm all excited. I mean, I want to buy this stuff and have it at the house. And no, it's still not available. And they're probably going to restudy it 7 years from now as well. I don't know. Let's go to the phone lines. Now I'm all disappointed. I was all excited. How anticlimactic was that? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello. Hi. When I wake up in the morning, I get a headache, and I get dizzy. And when I stand up, I feel like I want to pass out. I just want to know if that's normal or I should go to the doctor and check it out.
No. Okay. Yeah, you need to get that checked out. If you're you know, when you wake up with a headache and then you're dizzy. Now, yes, a lot of us will get up out of bed and want to fall back down. Sometimes if we get out of bed too quickly, we call that orthostatic hypotension, where the blood pressure drops pretty quickly and you get dizzy. But any sort of dizziness and headache, you know me, I love imaging. I would definitely recommend a scan of the head just to make sure everything looks good. I would recommend that your blood sugar gets tested for diabetes. I'm dying to know what your blood pressure is. I would also check your ears. Issues in the ears could also cause dizziness. You know, if you have a headache, it could be allergies. It could be, you know, some sort of a sinus infection, and that could make you dizzy. You know, so we could be talking about something as very simple as you getting out of bed too quickly to something that could be, you know, possibly, you know, an early tumor mass, something. I mean, so there's a whole range of things. So my recommendation is absolutely get it checked. You know, I get emails all the time. Going, you know, Dr. Dahlia, how do I know I don't have a tumor? And it's very difficult to deal with that on an email because, I mean, you know, we can have a tumor everywhere. You can have a tumor on your ovary, tumor on your breast, tumor on your prostate, tumor in the brain. You know, when it comes to head, many of us get scared because of, you know, people who we've known to have had brain tumors complain of headaches. All right, well, how many of us have ever had a headache? Probably 100% of us. Okay, I don't think I've ever met a person who has never had a headache, ever. I don't think I've ever, I know there's probably people out there, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I've never had a headache. Okay, well, good for you. Obviously, you aren't listening to my show long enough. But, you know, we had a friend who, you know, called us up. He was a comedian. His brother's an actor. He was very, very funny guy. Love the guy, Mark. He was in our wedding party, calls us up one day, leaves a message on our answering machine. You know, this was before cell phones, and says, hey, guys, I just want to let you know I got a brain tumor, and I got 6 months to live. So I call him back going, what kind of a stupid call is that? That's not even funny. You know, your jokes are really getting bad. Can you get some new material? He's like, no, I have a brain tumor, and I was told I have 6 months to live. Now, he ends up dying in about a year. He had an astrocytoma. You know, they tried to put him on steroids. They tried to do radiation treatment, everything. And it just, he succumbed to it. It was horrible. But, you know, we remember him having headaches. So, of course, you get scared. You know, I mean, yeah, and then I started having migraines after I gave birth to my second kid. And so, of course, you know, my doctor's like, let's MRI you. Let's, you know, I mean, you know, you're all nervous. But look, not all headaches mean you have a brain tumor. Of course not. I mean, you know, brain tumors, you'll have other types of sometimes neurological findings. You could have some blurry vision. You could have some weakness, some issues speaking. You know, just a solitary headache, just a headache, doesn't mean you need to panic and think you have a brain tumor. We've spent a significant amount of time on that because otherwise we'll all get nervous. Yet, if the headache seems to get worse, if you always seem to wake up with a headache, if the headaches become more frequent, you know, when you do see headache specialists like neurologists or et cetera, I mean, they'll order an MRI. You know, but before they'll even start treating you for headaches, they'll want to make sure that everything looks good. That, you know, that it's not some sort of demyelinating disease, that it's not a tumor, that it's not some, you know, extra fluid, a bleed, anything like that. You know, face it, a lot of us, we get dizzy, a lot of us, we get headaches, and it's nothing. So my suggestion is, and to put yourselves at ease, at least let your doctor do a good neurological exam, let them take a look at you, you know, and many times after you go to the doctor, the headache goes away. You know, you notice that, you know, oh, I have chest pain. We check your heart. We do the EKG. We have a cardiologist look at you and go, yeah, chest pain went away. A lot of times just getting it checked out, mind over matter, so powerful. I wish I could explain it. You know, I mean, it's happened to me too. I've had pains, horrible pains. It gets checked out and then the pains are gone. And I know people are like, well, the pains were psychosomatic. No, I don't think they were psychosomatic. Psychosomatic is where, you know, you think of something like I was just talking about headaches, let's say. Just talk about headaches, and then you think about headaches and you get a headache. You know, that's a little bit more psychosomatic. Having these pains when you weren't thinking about it that are coming and bothering you, and then all of a sudden you get them checked out and they go away. See, I wouldn't classify that as psychosomatic. I would classify that as creepy, but cool. That's what I would classify that. But good, you know, Dr. Dahlia, again, this is why we have Obamacare, because you're ordering MRIs of people with headaches and you think everything's creepy. And okay, fine. You want just blame me. I don't care. Fine. It's my fault. The healthcare system is the way it is. Fine. It's my fault. They're happy now. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. More of your calls, questions, and more medical news. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
That. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. We got Donovan working the dials. I know, I love Donovan. He is so sweet. Got Donovan working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in and listening. We're in shock looking at this bus crash. It was a megabus, they call it, from Chicago to, I believe they're going to St. Louis, a double-decker. Right now, one woman has been killed and dozens of other people injured. The bus had, I think, close to 70 passengers, apparently blew a tire, skidded into a center pillar of a bridge around 1:20 p.m., near Litchfield, about 60 miles north of St. Louis. As many as half of the people on the bus going southbound were injured. Four to five of the injured were actually trapped, had to be extricated. The woman that died was one of those people that were trapped, couldn't be taken down. From what we understand, a variety of injuries, broken legs, cuts, scratches, neck injuries, etc. I mean, when you look at the pictures of this, when I was looking at this earlier today, I was like, you know, how did he go off the road? You know, did the driver have a heart attack or, you know, etc. But they said it was a tire that blew. And when you look at these big, huge buses, mega buses, I mean, and the momentum and the force, especially if he's going 70 plus miles an hour, you know, no wonder. Kind of shocking video footage of this. So our hearts and prayers are with those who are dealing with this horrible tragedy. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
We really appreciate and enjoy your show. This is about that occult test for blood. I think they call it Ensure. Mm-hmm. In the envelope, you know, with the two brushes. Three times it's come back positive. However, there's the barium enema and the dedicated small bowel thing were okay. Because of tortuous redundant colon, he couldn't complete the colonoscopy, but the other two are fine. In the CBC shows that there's not anemic, RBC mm-hmm. is fine. The question is, where could the blood be coming from? And is there another anemia test beyond the RBC that would prove that maybe I am bleeding? And I do feel pretty tired and dragged out. I would appreciate your expertise on that. Thank you, dear.
No,
so much. Bye.
No, that's fine. No, I mean, if you're having blood in the stool and they're picking that up and you're not eating the red meat, you're not eating the iron-rich foods or something that could possibly trigger that to look positive, I would still be concerned that you have a bleed somewhere. I mean, it's good that your CBC is fine. One test, one blood test you could run would be the iron test. There's an iron panel you could run, TIBC, IBC, ferritin level. That could kind of take a look to see if your stores are a little bit low. Also, they could do a blood smear where they look at the blood cells and see if, you know, the blood cells look a little anemic on that. If you have a tortuous colon and you did the barium enema and the small bowel follow through, etc., there's a couple things you could do. There's a capsular endoscopy where they could have you swallow a camera, and it goes down and looks for the bleed. That's one thing they could do. Also, like the virtual colonoscopies you could have done. They do put rectal contrast in, but you don't have the sigmoidoscopy that could endanger, you know, the lining of the colon if it accidentally, you know, perforates. So you could have a virtual colonoscopy. But, I mean, if you're still tired and you're having blood in the stool, I wouldn't have the doctor stop yet. I you know, something has to be found. And, you know, people always ask, but Dr. Dahlia, if I already had the scope or I had the, you know, barium enema, you know, it should be clean. Remember, nothing's 100%. And it's, I wish it were, especially when you go through the colonoscopy. I mean, I got to go and get my repeat colonoscopy soon. And, yes, we'll probably broadcast it on air. I mean, why not? You're like, woo, woo, woo. I mean, you know, we'll try to cut back on the sound effects so you all don't have to hear it. And I'll make sure you all, you know, save your lunch until afterwards. But, you know, you wish when the colonoscopy was done, that's 100%. You know, you have some people that are very, very thorough, and you have some where, you know, sometimes you just can't peek around all the little turns. Remember, the colon isn't one straight tube. It's not like a PVC pipe. I wish it were. There's a lot of nooks and crannies and turns and diverticula, et cetera. So if you're trying to look for a couple millimeter polyp, even though it's magnified on the scope, which is kind of nice, and stands out, you don't find it all. You know, when we were talking about the Dr. Desai endoscopy hepatitis fiasco and what had happened there, and I believe one of the hepatitis patients actually died We don't know if murder charges are going to be filed or what's going on. We're going to be talking about that a little bit more in the next hour. And as we get more information, keep you guys informed about that. But we had a clinic in Southern Nevada where after, from what we understand, insurance and Medicare said, look, we're not paying for anesthesia. You need to pay for it yourself. The clinic that had anesthesiologists administering anesthesia got rid of them. Of course, you don't want to pay out of pocket for that. And they hired, from what I understand, nurse anesthetists. They got rid of the IV tubing. The nurse anesthetist used little ports in the hands. There was some blood that had some backsplash on one of the ports. And when one of the nurse anesthetists had used the syringe and went from syringe to the propofol vial, didn't change out the needle, change out the syringe, plunge some hepatitis blood into that. Multiple people got infected with hepatitis C, etc. But one problem that we did notice at that clinic is these colonoscopies were done too quickly. It was kind of odd at the number of colonoscopies that were able to be performed. One in which the scope was cleaned properly before each use, and two, to do a good thorough colonoscopy. Now, there's no real time limit on how long a colonoscopy should be, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, etc. You know, I mean, many people would like to get it done and then wake you up from anesthesia. All right. But from what we understand, or from what I had seen, when I had patients, I had a couple patients who had had colonoscopies there, no hepatitis. We tested them because everybody was tested who had a colonoscopy during a certain significant period of time. But in between colonoscopy years, we give them those packets, those hemocult occult blood packets. Anybody over 40 should be checked for blood in the stool in between any scopes that you get, whether in your 40s or 50s, etc. And on two of my patients, we picked up blood. And I'm like, all right, I'm a little concerned. You have blood in the stool. I want to send you back for a scope, but from a new doctor. Oh, I'm not going back for a scope. I already had one. They did the scope. Luckily, I didn't get hepatitis. I'm done. I'm like, no, let me send you to a new doctor. I'm worried about this. I don't know why you have blood in your stool. And both of them ended up having a more advanced stage colon cancer and ended up dying. And you just scratch your head going, how could the cancer have been missed a year ago during the scope? Well, the scope was probably done half-assed. It was done too quickly. You know, if the scope is done too quickly, you're going to miss things. You know, I mean, I'm sure if the doctor saw something, he would have biopsied it. But if the scope was done very quickly, there's so many nooks and crannies and curves and corners that it's very easy for stuff to get missed. Now, do a lot of us have blood in our stool? Yeah, you could get blood in the stool from hemorrhoids. Sometimes certain diarrheas can do it. We don't want you walking around with blood in the stool for so long. But if the colonoscopy came back clear and you aren't diagnosed with hemorrhoids and you're still having some blood in your stool, we need to know, is it colon? Is it intestine? Is it stomach? Is it esophageal? Where is this blood coming from? And there's multiple tests you could do. Many of you ask me, I have diverticulitis. I can't have a colonoscopy. Remember, diverticulitis is the actual infection. Diverticulosis is when you're not in active infection and you have a bunch of pockets in your colon. You could still have a colonoscopy with diverticulosis. Just you want to warn the doctor ahead of time. You want the doctor to know ahead of time because you got to be careful because some of these little pockets could perforate. And we want to identify who has diverticulosis because if you do start to have left lower quadrant pain, diarrhea, fever, you know, it could be an infection of one of these little pockets. Little seed maybe got in there, a little popcorn kernel, etc. But still, we can't scope diverticulosis patients, but a lot of times we will do the bare enema or we'll do a virtual colonoscopy to put people at ease, as if an enema eases you. That's for some of us it does. All right, guys, stay on board for another hour if you can. If not, be safe. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Download our app, and God bless.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackie Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.